I've been stuck in the middle. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Attention to Detail podcast. Obviously have not done one of these in a couple months. Been getting really busy with a couple big projects. Hopefully you guys will start to see those come to light soon. Want to really start publicizing them. Got some really cool stuff on the way with Mastery Hoops, with some of my in-person stuff in Miami. So been really busy to do kind of some long form podcasts, but I've been having a ton of ideas, right? And this is kind of why I started this podcast in the first place, is I have a lot of ideas that are random. I don't really know if they're backed by evidence. Like, most times I'll have the idea and then I'll go look at research and see if my intuition is adding up or correct or whatever, but I have a lot of random ideas. So I always wonder, like, all right, where should I put them? People don't really read blogs anymore. We have one for Master Hoops and for my website that I do here and there, but that's really for stuff that's like stuff that really is meant to be a blog post, I guess. But most times people, I think, enjoy listening to podcasts. They can just, you know, lock it in their AirPods, do some work, listen to it while they're working out, and not have to sit down and read something. So I think that's the way things are going for sure. So I think every week I'm going to try to get up 2 or 3 podcasts where I just come on here, even if it's for 4 or 5 minutes, and just talk about random ideas that I have. Obviously get some guests here and there, obviously get some longer ones here and there, but I think the majority of these will be just kind of my thoughts, and hopefully you guys will find me thinking out loud interesting. So what I thought about, or have been thinking about for the last couple of days, is that basketball is low-key one of the best ways to get athletic. When you look at it from like the standpoint of all the boxes it checks in terms of improving athleticism, it covers almost every box. And we'll talk about why basketball players are so athletic in general. We'll talk about why basketball is such a good workout in itself, and then what practical applications that has for our workouts, maybe in the weight room or on the field, or just the performance side of our workouts. So what made me think about this is I've been hearing some of my high school guys complaining, like, yeah, we're in the weight room every day. We're working our asses off to try to get bounced, to try to get fast. This guy over here who goes to this school, he's never done anything for his bounce. Like, he just hops off the couch and he's bouncy as hell. And it's funny, what I've been thinking with this is that this kid doesn't just hop off the couch. Dude's probably been playing basketball since he was 4 years old every day, or at least a couple times a week, minimum. So that kid has been working out. If you consider basketball a workout, which you will by the end of this podcast, once I mention some of the qualities that it covers, dude's been working out for his whole life. And that's why I think some players who just hoop a lot are more athletic than players a lot of the time who really work for their athleticism. Obviously, there's a whole nother correlation going on there with you're going to work harder for your athleticism if you're not already athletic, of course. But I think a lot of athletes who just play a lot, they get their work through the game, right? Of course, we're going to be missing some qualities in there, but a lot of that athleticism that they get is developed through basketball. All right, so with that being said, you know, that kid, if he had been on the couch for his first 14 years of life, do you really think he would be doing windmills? 100% not. 100% not. That kid, again, has been working out, in other words, playing basketball for his whole life, right? So why is basketball such a good workout? And I'm kind of prematurely got into this podcast, right? I'm going to think of more ideas of why it's such a great workout, maybe some why it's not. But these are my thoughts for why players develop so well just through playing basketball. Number one is that almost everything we do is a plyometric, right? We get every type of plyometric. We get little low-level plyometrics. even if we're shooting a jumper, if we're shooting a jumper, we're not jumping as high as you can, but we're quickly popping off the ground. Let's say we hop into a shot, or let's say we shoot a little floater and we land and pop back up and try to get a rebound. We're just constantly quickly popping off the ground, right? So we start to develop these elastic qualities from a young age, and we get a ton of exposure to quickly popping off the ground. It's a skill to be able to quickly pop off the ground. So we not only build up our structure of, you know, the tendons and muscles in our ankles, but we also get better at the skill of quickly popping off the ground using that stretch shortening cycle. And, you know, we just get access to a ton of plyometrics, right? So that's number one. I mean, you can even think about it like how many times you jump maximally during the course of a pickup game. You're going up for a layup hard. You're going to jump as high as you can, and you're probably going to do it higher than you would in a regular workout where a coach is just telling you to jump as high as you can in the weight room, because you got a 6'8 guy coming and trying to block your shot off the backboard. So you're going to jump higher there, or you're going to jump higher to try to block a shot. So we also have these external goals to reach in our plyometrics that we get so often in basketball that make us even that more explosive while we do these. And that's why we see so many results from it. Number two is that there's a ton of variability. So we really learn to adapt. Every single movement is different. So if we are purely working out in the weight room, and again, none of this is discounting what we do in the weight room. I'll talk about that later, but this is so vital. The performance side is still very vital. But let's say we have a kid who only trains in the weight room, right? He's doing tuck jumps for his plyometrics. He's only learning to do this type of jump. Even if he incorporates five types of jump into his jumps, into his program, he's only learning those five types of jumps. Think about the last time you played basketball. Think about all the different types of jumps that you did, or little bounds or leaps or quick pops off the ground. We do it in every way that you can imagine. Like, the possibilities are really limitless in terms of how we move while playing basketball. So we start to get very skilled in how we move, and with that our body starts to unlock some of our I don't know what you want to call it, genetic potential or explosiveness that we can work for. So we get really skilled just by doing a bunch of different movements, and then if you look on a larger scale, not even just jumps, we move to the side a lot. We do different ways of locomoting to the side, and we move backwards, and we move at different angles forwards, and we accelerate in a ton of different ways, and we go from moving to the side to jumping, and we literally cover every box that you can cover from a lower body standpoint. Obviously not throwing the ball and different types of shoulder motions, etc., but from a lower body, from a locomotion standpoint, so actually moving yourself around, I think we cover almost everything. You'd be hard pressed to find a movement that you don't do in basketball, or that you can't do in basketball. So I think we get a lot of really good exposure to a ton of different things, and that's why so many hoopers are so coordinated and able to pick up other sports somewhat easily. And then, without boring you, so I'll give you one more really good reason as to why I think basketball is such a good workout in itself, is that if you add up everything that we do over the course of five pickup games, right? So that's, I mean, up to an hour and a half of hooping. Add up all those jumps, all those accelerations, everything we do over the course of a few scrimmages or pickup games. That's going to be more than any weight room workout that we ever do, or any agility-based workout that we ever do, right? So we're getting more volume. We're able to do more during these scrimmages or pickup games just because we're having fun and we're hooping and we're focused on an external task, which is scoring the basketball or playing defense, not letting our man get past us. So we're able to do a lot more in these workouts without completely frying ourselves, because we're focused on something else and we're having fun, right? If you let's say you do 200 something jumps in over the course of an hour of basketball. That's really not out of the question. If you apply that into a weight room environment, you do 200 jumps in there, you're going to be dead by the time you leave that weight room. Not to mention you're sprinting up and down the court. You're doing it with fatigue. You're focusing on dribbling the ball and making shots. So it's like we get a lot more volume. We get a lot more done overall because we're having fun with it. But I do think that if we start to take this in doses too high, so play way too much basketball, it can almost reverse this, or definitely can reverse this. And you see players who are completely burnt out just because they play so much basketball and work out so much that they can never really recover from it. And it also definitely depends on the type of basketball that you're playing. If you're playing a ton of 3-on-3, this is probably even, or even 1-on-1, this is ideal to me. 1-on-1 is probably the best because you're getting a bunch of highly explosive bursts. So let's say you get the ball, you take a quick drive to the bucket, you jump up and finish, you walk back, you check up the ball, you don't have to, you know, jog up back on defense. So it's pretty much all either just chilling or going 100%, which is probably going to be good in terms of fiber type switches. So like developing a higher proportion of fast twitch muscles. Essentially, we get more used to moving fast because we are just moving in a bunch of quick explosive bursts. And then again, walking back, checking it up, then quickly bursting again. Then walking back, checking up. So this is almost more like a weight room workout where you would rest a good amount of time in between your sets. And this is why you typically see good results doing that, because you're getting used to moving fast. Now, if you're playing a bullshit 5-on-5 game where you're just jogging up and down the court, I doubt you'll get very athletic because you're just moving so slow most of the time. You're going to start to become more like a cross-country athlete where you're just continuously moving maximally. You'll still be somewhat fit. Basketball is always a good way to get in shape, but as we know, in shape does not equal explosive. So if you're just playing these kind of slow 5-on-5 games where you're jogging up and down the court, you probably won't see much of a benefit from these. And this is why most times, not all the time though, in my workouts I try to make it a bit more like that performance training workout, in the sense that we're actually giving players a bit of a rest that they need in between reps, so they have enough in the tank to go full speed. So this is, I don't mean, you know, giving them 5 minutes in between each drill or telling them to rest for 15 seconds before the next rep every single time. It's more so like, okay, you can walk back after you finish this rep, or kind of talking to a player in between reps when I can tell he's getting a little bit fatigued, he or she is getting a little bit fatigued, or letting them shoot free throws in between every drill to make sure that they're fresh enough to actually go hard on reps. And plus, this is a little bit more like an actual game where there's a ton of stopping and starting. You'll watch any player, if you just kind of track one player throughout a game, it's walking, a light jog, and then boom, they're out. Or, you know, they're completely standing around. The next thing you know, they're sprinting and trying to get the ball out of an inbounds pass. So it's a lot of starting and stopping, and I think most workouts that you see are just constant sub-maximal movements for an hour. So you shoot a jumper at 70% effort, you jog to the next spot, shoot another kind of sub-maximal intensity shot, and it's just constant movement. It gets you tired. It's a good aerobic workout, essentially like running a mile, like being a cross-country runner, but you're not getting explosive. You're not doing it at game intensities. And that's why I like to do my workouts, at least, more in kind of a stop and start fashion, where it's like, I want you taking a little bit of a rest in between reps. Obviously, until we want to start building up that conditioning, making those skills more robust under that fatigue, right? So what does all this mean for practical applications? I'm just rambling, literally just vomiting my thoughts all over this podcast. So what does that mean in terms of actually you taking this and applying this information? Well, I think it actually does have some practical implications. So number one, is strength / performance work vital? And the answer to this is absolutely yes. No thought about it. I think every single player above the age of, I mean, it depends on your biological age, how developed you are, but I think every high school hooper should have some sort of performance training plan going. But I think this does show the importance of giving players what they're not getting on the court, right? So if we just, one, tire them out just to tire them out in the weight room through a bunch of circuits and sub-maximal lifting, we're just getting them to do more of what they do in their workouts or more of in their 5-on-5 games where they're working aerobically, a little bit anaerobically, and they're getting that those same energy system demands, right? We're just tiring them out. They can get tired on the court. And then two, I think if we get too specific with them, like make everything in the weight room exactly like the game or exactly the movements that we do in the game, we can just be kind of redundantly adding to what we do on the court. So that tells me if basketball is already a workout in itself, we get a ton from basketball. We get a ton from just playing our sport. This tells me that we have to cater our performance / weight room workouts to give players stuff that they're not getting on the court. So moving very fast with intent, moving heavy weight to keep those tissues healthy, building those great movement patterns, the simple ones, squat, deadlift, lunge, all of the above, because we're not getting these perfect movements on the court. Is there a time for imperfect movements in the weight room? Yes, of course. But I think we should consider what players are getting on the court. If you're a player, think about how it feels to work out on the court, what movements you're doing, what qualities you're training, and then find ways that we can, in the weight room or on the field, do what we're not doing on the court in order to improve those qualities that we do use on the court. So hopefully that makes sense. Definitely a lot of rambling, but just an interesting idea I had. And I think hopefully you guys are thinking about it in the same way as I am in terms of the fact that it's like basketball is a great workout. You know, players who don't lift or haven't really explicitly tried to improve their bounce may get really bouncy just because they played a lot of basketball when they were younger and they got great genetics. So take this, think about it, think about some practical applications. I'll be interested to see what you guys think about this. Let me know. Feel free to reach out to me through IG or email or Twitter or whatever. However you want to contact me, I would love to talk about this or anything basketball, anything performance-wise. And let me know what else you want to hear me ramble about. If you got anything that you want me to just spill my thoughts on here about, let me know. I would love to. And I'll try to come hard with these, you know, a couple times a week where I just either have a guest on here or I'm just, you know, doing what I did today and spilling out all my thoughts, random thoughts, or I'll put some together where I'm really talking about an interesting topic. So hopefully you enjoyed. I'll be getting back to these. And I'm excited to get them going. I've been stuck in the middle, 'cause you meet me in the middle. I've been stuck in between, 'cause you meet me in the middle. I've been stuck in